Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, Lord, my God, I thank you for the confidence which your word instills in me. Almighty God, my God, I'm grateful to you because I draw confidence from your word constantly. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy. Let every evil wind blow away from me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy. Let every evil wind blow far away from me. Far away from my family, far away from my loved ones. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16. I'll read from the New Century Version, NCV. I read, "You must not spread false stories against other people. And you must not do anything that will put your neighbor's life in danger. I am the Lord." Full stop. Praise God. We are still on the subject of living in readiness for the suddenness of Christ's coming. This matter is so important that anyone who is not living to be ready can be said not to be living at all. No person should call himself or herself a Christian if he or she is not living in readiness for the coming of the Lord. And the seventh F stands for find out. F for find out. Yes, in this age of pervasive and indiscriminate use of the social media, every follower of Jesus Christ, every child of God, must be careful so as not to be guilty before God of spreading falsehood. Because both the manufacturer and the distributor of falsehood will be guilty before God. They will be guilty of spreading falsehood. Please, find out the fact or the truth before you spread the story that comes to you. Do not be a talebearer. Do not be a distributor of half-truths. Do not be the devil's tongue crier. These days, we receive many video clips, audio recordings, and sundry messages about other people. Most of the time, we do not know the sources. We do not know the motives behind them. Yet, we find it so easy to press either the forward or the share button. And by the time we press it, the message is gone. Gone out from us to other careless people. And by that act, many innocent characters have been assassinated. But for God's sake, for our own conscience sake, let us stop the habit of reckless forwarding or mindless sharing of unverified posts. Let us practice this thing they call clearing and forwarding. Even if you are not working at the port. That is, clear the message. Verify the truth before forwarding it to any person. May we not be guilty of bearing false witness. Because the ninth commandment in Exodus chapter 20, verse 16 forbids it. Say, thou shalt not spread falsehood against your neighbor. May we be different from the sinful world around us. May we learn to live in readiness for our Savior who is coming. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for another lesson today. It's so common, it's so rampant, the way people spread stories, most of which are not true. Lord, as your word has cautioned us today, may we be truly cautioned. May we take heed so that we will not be guilty of spreading falsehood around the world. Help us to stand out as your children indeed, even as we live in readiness for our Savior Jesus who is coming. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.